style church. After the crowd settled in, the service went along as usual until it was time for confession. Along the sides of the church closest to the altar stood two red-draped confessional boxes, flanking a center box in which the priest assigned to hear confessions sat. Inside the confessional and behind the closed curtain, the penitent would kneel. A small screen, about a foot in diameter, would slide open, and the priest sitting on the other side would wait to hear the prescribed words, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been the place and time frame since my last confession." The whole process made me twitch. I didn't have a problem confessing what I had done wrong. I simply couldn't remember the number of times I slugged my brother, sassed my mom, or talked mean about someone else. The nuns taught us that we needed to identify the number of times we did something wrong to be absolved of the sin of each incident. I racked my brain, trying to remember the time, place, and frequency of my infractions. My armpits sweated and my stomach hatched butterflies. Why can't I just tell you, God? Why do I have to go into those creepy boxes? My mom's whisper interrupted my inner dialogue. "The lines are really long, and our turn is coming up. Follow me down the center aisle, and we'll go to the confessional on the right." "I'm going to the ones in the back. The lines look shorter," I whispered back. She nodded. "Okay, meet us back here." At that moment, I knew I would need to confess what I was about to do. I ambled to the back of the church, and bypassing the long line now almost circling the transept, I exited the building and skulked around the corner of the church complex in the bitter winter cold. "I'm sorry, God, but this whole thing makes no sense to me." As I re-entered the back door to return to my seat, I noticed my mom and siblings headed back to our pew. My mom knelt next to me on the kneeler pad in front of us and leaned over to whisper in my ear, "The line must have been much shorter back there." "Not really. It just moved really fast," I lied, while trying to avoid her eyes. This was the beginning of my family's slide into spotty attendance. During the next 6 months, my mother grew weary of battling with me to go to church each Sunday. My father and siblings were happy to join my protests. Eventually, we became a family of creasters, Christmas and Easter attendees only. Finally, I was free of the creepy confessional. Unfortunately, my idea to go directly to God with my requests for forgiveness faded right along with our church attendance. I began to see myself as the author of my own destiny. I knew God was there, but I pushed him farther out of my world. My family moved from the East Coast to Hawaii when I was 16. I began formal music training there. Former members of the Italian opera trained me in the art of singing known as bel canto. I had played piano and organ since elementary school and sang since almost my first breath. From the age of 5, I knew I would be a professional musician. Later, I was certain it was God who had planted the idea in me at that young age. "What do you want to be when you grow up, Squiddly?" my father asked me when I was 7. Squiddly was his favorite name for me. "I'm going to be a singer. That's all I want to do." "You need to figure out another plan, Joanne. You can't just sing and make a living," he said. "Yeah, just watch me, Dad." Even as a small child, I would set my sight on a goal, and there was little anyone could say or do to deter me. I charged into the Hawaiian music scene like a big wave rider storming Waimea Bay. I was undaunted by the fact that I was a haole, Hawaiian for white person. In Hawaii, haoles just don't launch into the local music scene. For some reason, I was granted favor, and at 17 began performing in some of the most prestigious venues on the islands. I enjoyed great success as a soloist, songwriter, recording artist, and radio personality for 22 years. I had wanted the musician's life from the time I was 5, and I was living my dream. God was gracious and compassionate towards me. He allowed me to live out the desires of my heart, even though I